Hey, just a quick question for you. Do you care about the people you connect with? That's the subject of today's discussion. Tune in. Hey, thanks for joining me. I'm Gabbin Gale, and this is a Gale Foley Show where I interview people sharing their success stories and their passion, inspiring you on your journey to success. And in between interviews, I'll share motivational moments, always cheering you on as you achieve your mission. So be sure to subscribe to my channel, The Gale Foley Show, and hit me up on Twitter at Gale Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gale. So speaking of Gabbin, let's get on with it. Wow, it is Wednesday. It is May 14, 2014 already. Oh, it's like, my goodness, you blink. Now, you can't tell by the weather that it's that date, because usually we're into warmer weather, but we're like at 45 this morning, and I had to run out and get a haircut at 7:45 a.m. That is so against my religion. I'm using exercising and sweating it out about then, but because my hairdresser is going in for surgery, we had to reschedule. So it happened, and I am so appreciative this morning that I don't have to embark on being on the road that early every day. I am continuously blown away when, for whatever reason, I do have to be on the highway at that time in the morning and see so many people. It just blows me away, because in Wichita, Kansas, the traffic has never been that big of a challenge for the most part. And so I'm not used to seeing this kind of traffic. I used to run the roads every day, all day, when I sold advertising, and I never encountered this kind of traffic. So I've been off the roads on a regular basis for like 10 years or so. So every time I go out in the morning, it startles me to see the immense traffic. And of course, I've visited other cities where this is nothing, but still, it's like, whoa! And drivers are getting crazier by the day. And speaking of crazier, if you're tuning in for the very first time, you're wondering, who is this woman talking to me called Gabbin Gale Grows Your Business? Or maybe you found me through Success Stories or the Success Connector. I answer to all of those things. And the reason being is that I have been in the business world for a very, very long time. I've had many career adventures. I've loved most of the things that I've embarked on in the long term. Some short-term things were not really fun, so that's why they were short-term. But in my experience and how I've learned, I've discovered that learning from somebody else's successes or failures has helped me have the light bulb moment or kept me from making a misstep. And since people have shared with me that I've helped them in that way, I thought that would be a great way to help you, using the podcast to reach people that are driving in the mornings and the evenings and exercising and doing different things and want to listen to learn from somebody else's experiences. And so that's what I bring to you. Monday through Thursday, I bring you life lessons. I bring you trending stuff. I bring you, just crazy stories from what I've lived through, because one little tiny book that I picked up when I was transitioning in my life changed my life. So maybe something that I say or one of my guests, because on Friday, I do an interview with someone that has their own success story on their journey. And they're amazing people that I'm meeting. For example, this Friday's interview is going to be with Lisa Townsend, who has put together this Business Strategy Expo. I am so excited to be part of this. She actually reached out to me through social media and asked me if I would be the podcast expert for this panel of incredible people. And this Business Strategy Expo is a very time-sensitive thing. I've talked about it before, and I want to talk about it again. But before I go any further, let me continue with letting you know who I am. If you want to stay tuned to The Gale Foley Show, you can go to my page, thegalefoleyshow.com. Imagine that. And you can find an iTunes button there. You can subscribe to iTunes. You can subscribe through Stitcher. I'm on many directories, and I'm continuing to add directories. So you pick what way you like to stay in touch more than another. Also, you'll see tips and strategies for successful connecting there. If you go ahead and put your information in there, what that's going to do is going to give you a PDF file immediately of those tips, and it will also get you queued up to receive my video series on the same subject. And the video series will continue, and so I'll keep you updated on that. I don't send my podcast through that channel because through that program, because that is for specific people that are asking for that. The podcast, you can subscribe any way you want to. You can go to YouTube and subscribe to my channel. So that's my station break at the moment. I might break again and tell you something else, but who knows? Anyway, back to what I was saying about my guest on Friday. She's brought together some incredible people. For example, this is a Sydney O'Sullivan. Here's her program. She is a teacher and consultant for speakers, coaches, and entrepreneurs, helping them operate in their passion by clearing all the bottlenecks to their marketing and promotional success. The author of 9 best-selling books, including the number 1 bestsellers, Social Marketing Superstars, Social Media Mystery to Mastery in 30 Days, and How to Be Wealthy Now, 108 Fast Cash Solutions, Sydney helps experts get published, get social, and get profitable. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to me today, I have gone in and subscribed myself, become a member, so I can get all of this material myself, because it's amazing the group of people she's brought together. The next one is Christy Chenable. Yeah, okay. Another person who is a social media strategies and internet marketing consultant who helps women entrepreneurs with quick and easy strategies to boost their business. She's been profitable for 10 plus years and relishes helping others master new technologies when not online. Find her curling on ice, training in the swimming pool, or walking in the forest with her husband and dog. Now, when I started today, I said, do you care about those people that you're connecting with? Here's the deal. You know, I've had a group of women coming to my home now for, oh my goodness, been well over 2 years. We come together once a month, and we have each person has their own individual business that they want to promote. We don't cross lines. If one person has jewelry, one person has coaching, one person is a therapist, one person is Arbonne. We respect those boundaries, and we come together and we share what we can do to help one another. But the caring comes in the fact that when you meet people, do you care enough to be interested in them? Because if you don't have the caring feature in your body to care when you connect with them, then those relationships really aren't going to develop long term. And so it came to light for me last night that we've had someone cater our meetings for almost 2 full years now. They have donated every single dinner for this entire time, but for one where we actually went out on site somewhere else. But I would just call and I say, okay, this is the head count, this is what we need, and they would surprise us with the most amazing, amazing meals. It was fabulous. It was always a surprise. My husband would go pick it up or they'd deliver it, and she would try to come to the meetings, but oftentimes they had a catering event. Well, life changes, things happen, and they sold one of their businesses and discovered that they really needed to just dedicate full bore on their new venture, this catering and bakery business, and they were branching out. And they didn't really see that they could factor in the time to continue to doing this. And they've never charged us a dime, would never take a dime for this. So it was like, well, wow, that's fine. You've been more than generous. Thank you so much. Well, last night I had expected 11 ladies that were registered to come. So I'm like, oh my goodness, what do I do? I'm not a cook for that kind of crowd. I'm not a big event planner. This is a little group. So I decided to order pizzas. And we ordered them the night before with Pizza Hut, where you just go in and, you know, place your order and tell them when you want it ready. And they're very good at it. And so it's a, you know, 15-minute jaunt for my husband there and back. So we decided to do that based on the attendees that had registered. And I always ask people to RSVP because we always need to give a food count. So as the day started out, I had one person cancel, pretty regular person that canceled. She's going through a lot of trauma. And then I had another one unexpectedly. So I ended up looking at maybe five ladies versus, you know, 11. I'm like, well, all right, we're going to have a lot of leftover pizza. So the ladies showed up and we're all there. And all of a sudden the door opens again. Somebody else comes in. She had not bothered to register. And I said, okay, that's good. We got plenty of food because we've had a couple cancellations, but it's really, really important for me if you do RSVP because that's how we know how much food to count for. So we started, you know, what the first part of the meeting is socializing and getting our food and eating. And I got to tell you that in any event that you go and you break bread with someone, that's a very special bonding ritual that isn't just our society. It is a universal that, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, well, we don't need a meal. Well, that's really where people really just connect because you're eating and you're warm and fuzzy. And it's a very good time just to get to know one another for relationship building. So anyway, the evening came along and we always get to stand and give a few minutes, about 3 minutes about who you are behind the business card and what we can do for you. But before we got to that last night, I really wanted to address how we were going to proceed with our meals. So it was amazing, absolutely amazing how caring these women are. And that is the key word I want to keep emphasizing today is caring and collaborating. Because when I put this out to them, there was no hesitation. There were suggestions, and one of our members said, well, I really think that, well, let me back up just a minute. I charged them $10 each. They put $10 in a bowl. And we collect those funds, and every 3 months, we donate to a cause, a charity. And we've been dedicating a lot of our funds to the Women's Crisis Center here. And then we've also been donating to this horrific human trafficking, awful, I call it a disease. It is just the most horrendous thing in this world that's going on. And it is so prevalent and so scary. So we've been gathering those funds. I provide the home. I provide the water. I've had the caterer come. I provide everything to eat the food with, you name it. And I'm happy to do this. So I threw the suggestion out that we need to decide, do we want pizzas? Do we want subs? What do we want to do? So my friend says, well, I think what we should do, instead of donating $10 every time, we just wait until we decide it's time to donate. We decide what cause we want to donate. And that's when we throw our money in. And I'd be happy if, you know, we start each bringing a dish, doing a potluck, and then we can bring foods that are more healthy for us because, yeah, face it, pizza isn't that healthy, although I love it. So we did that, and it was amazing how much they cared because one of the suggestions that, like, this came from my husband because he helps me set up these, he says, maybe you should take the summer off. So I said to the ladies, I said, this is a suggestion that's been made to me by a couple people that maybe we should take the summer off. And they go, oh, no. Oh, no, we need this group. We need to connect once a month because as good of friends we are, we're all very, very busy. And so the only time sometimes that we really see each other is at this event that we have once a month. So that was immediately, oh, my goodness, an endorsement to me that that's my feelings. I would miss it if we didn't have it. So we quickly went around the room and decided who was bringing what, and I'll send out an email to the other members that had to cancel or couldn't be there that this is what's going on, and here's what we still need for our meals. So I offered the house. I figured that was a good thing. I still offer my house. So I've been assigned bringing the water, which I bring all the time. Somebody else has taken the plates and the silverware off of my hands. They're bringing dessert. They're bringing salad. They're bringing, you know, you name it. We got this coming. And it's so fun because it shows me how much these ladies care about connecting. And so the five ladies that we had there last night, or six actually, as it turned out, it was absolutely amazing that we sat there and we said, okay, what's the next thing that we need to attend? Okay, what else is going on? Where can we be a vendor? And then one of our ladies is doing a new thing. It's called Dance Your Butt Off, and it's by Braveheart. And she asked, we decided to change it up a little bit. We've been doing the same way for a while. So I said, you know what? I said, we have so much discussion afterwards. Maybe we need to share some of this discussion instead of one-on-one after the meeting with the group. So who wants to volunteer for the first 10-minute presentation? Oh, man, she was raising her hand. So Dance Your Butt Off. I got to give a plug to Alexa on this. We met Alexa just under a year ago. And when we met her, there was just this very lethargic woman with very little energy that came to us through one of our members to see if we could help her name her business. She was starting out doing memory books. And we sat there and we came up with some different things. There was about only six of us at this particular meeting, met outside of my home. And we didn't see her for a couple months. And then she came to our house. And again, just a very, very soft-spoken, very quiet, almost withdrawn young woman, and still doing her memory books. And then she told us that she'd gotten a scholarship to this Braveheart organization, and she was going to go to this convention. She came back, and there was a little bit different posture with her. And then she went a second time, and oh my goodness, I have to tell you, and we all told her last night, she has completely evolved into an entirely different, energetic, happy person. She's had a lot of tragedy in her life. Her husband was killed on a motorcycle accident. She's had things with her grown son. She's just been in a very rough place for a very long time and never shared with us that she not only lacked energy, she was in a depressed place. So we've cared on all this time, you know, for the person that she was, and been part of this wonderful journey of hers. And so when she went back to this Braveheart thing, she was introduced to becoming a trainer for Dance Your Butt Off. And the butt is with one T, because we all have, well, I could do better, but it's like me right now. I could do better with my marketing, but I don't have enough time. That's a lousy excuse, because it's managing my time better. So last night, she did a 5-minute session with us, and oh my goodness, we laughed, we wiggled, we danced, and it was a blessing, because it was just, she just glowed doing this. It was just fabulous. And so when you're out connecting, you got to put your caring into it. It's not just, oh my goodness, let me meet this person and see if I can do business with them. There's got to be something more to that connecting. I become very good friends with my business relationships, because the key word is relationships. And back to my guest that's coming on Friday, Lisa, she's picked out another person. This is Tamara Heckett, is an organizational maven and the creator of Your Pretty Pages, where business organization meets beauty. Tamara believes that your organization tools should be functional and inspirational. That way, you will be more likely to use them. To this end, her beautifully designed printable templates help home-based business owners to run a professional, motivated, and efficient business. Now, I got to tell you, the three profiles and bios that I just read, I don't know about you, but I can bet you those women really care when they connect with a client. In fact, when you get time and you want to learn more about this, I'm going to put this information in my podcast. You'll get the link to come to the BusinessStrategyExpo.com. And please do yourself a big favor, register to get these 5-minute verbal tips, and then you get access to their other material. It's an amazing group of people that they brought together. And one of those people actually reached out to me through LinkedIn, and I gotta tell you, LinkedIn is the place to start your caring and connecting. It's been a wealth of connections for me. But Mike Rudd reached out to me, and I saw his profile, and I just fell in love with this guy. I'm going to be interviewing him next Friday. He's part of the expert panel. Now listen to his stuff. This is amazing people that she's brought together. Mike Rudd is a sales trainer and marketing specialist who helps businesses create marketing strategies that are effective, fun, and engaging for their ideal clients. Mike believes that being yourself and tapping into your passion and those of your clients is the key to turning clients into raving fans by using what Mike calls hot dog stand marketing, outlined in his books, Hot Dogs, A Little Marketing, and A Lot of Fun, and When Can I Catch Up and Find My Hot Dog Stand? Mike takes his clients through a step-by-step program to gain greater marketing and sales success. So you got to tune into his interview. That's going to be next Friday. So I just wanted to bring this to you today because I just experienced so much caring from these ladies last night. I mean, they were here till 9:30. We started at 6:30. They were here till 9:30 sharing networking events that, you know, they're going to be being sponsors at. Just an incredible group. They're setting up appointments with each other. Well, when do you have an hour for this? And how can we connect here? And just absolutely amazing. But it all starts with that big C. You got to care. You've got to care about who you connect with when it's either business or personal, because when that's evident, first and foremost, people are going to be attracted to you. They may not always do business with you, but look around. Don't you have a lot of people in your life that will never do business with you for one reason or another, but you still want them in your life? That's what relationships are about. That's what connecting is all about. So I'm past the time frame that I want to keep this short and sweet, so that if you're out there commuting, you can be on your route and get there, and you can turn this off and be done with it. I'm now in the Stitcher radio directory, so if you find yourself listening through that radio system more, that's wonderful. I'd love a 5-star review in iTunes, because here's the deal. When I do my interviews on Friday, the way that I help you grow your business or my guest business is we spread the word through social media. And I spread it through mine, they spread it through yours. That's what this is all about. Everything that I do is my mission to help you grow your business. And by sharing, that's how it happens. And if you're on here and you want to learn more about podcasting, on my expert page, you can click there and you get a document that will ask you maybe to brainstorm a little bit to see if podcasting is the next step for you. If you want to know more about all the things that I talk about on my website, The Gail Foley Show, that's G-A-I-L Foley, F-O-L-E-Y.com. You can go to my favorites page, and my podcast coaches right there, my podcast hosting, you name it, my favorites are right there for you to access if you so choose. So in the meantime, you want to go to businessstrategyexpo.com or just go to my page and you'll see all that information there. And so until tomorrow, we'll talk again then. Okay, bye-bye. Hey, I just wanted to add this quick PS on here. I wanted to tell you, first of all, thank you so much for being a follower and a listener. I so appreciate you. So I haven't said it in a while. I want to say it now. And I also want to give you a heads up on the fact that I have transitioned the GailFoleyShow.com to WordPress blog posting program that allows me to actually host and post my show right there. So now you can go right to that page. You don't have to go to another page to see the guest information. It's all right there encompassed with the recording. So if you're following me on here, I want to let you know that in about 20 days, I will be completely transitioned over. So if you want to keep following me, I really would love for you to go over to that page, subscribe, If you're an iTunes follower, I will be posting a new iTunes feed here very quickly. Part of the reason is I want to brand myself as Gabbin with Gail or Gabbin Gail. And in order to do that, I had to transfer over, transition, get a little bit more professional with how I'm presenting this. And it's all to your benefit because now you only have to go to one place to hear me, to hear the shows, to hear the interviews, to get their information, to find out what resources I'm using. So please, 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 if you want to continue following me, and I so hope you do, that's what's going on. So I just wanted to give you a heads up that if you come in here, you don't see any more new shows, that's because they're all on my new platform. So just go over to thegailfoleyshow.com and you won't miss a thing. And thank you again. You have no idea how much you've made my life very special and how much I so appreciate you. I can't put it into words. That's all I can tell you. I just cannot say it enough. Thanks. All right, that's a wrap on today's show. Remember, let's connect on Twitter at Gail Foley, hashtag Gabbin Gail. And remember, you can visit thegailfoleyshow.com to subscribe to my channel so you won't miss a single inspirational moment. And please remember to share this with all your social media connections so that we can spread the word on something that might help someone else in their journey to success. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Gabbin Gail asking you to do me one big favor. Pass on a smile today. It's contagious, you know. You'll make a difference in someone's life. Bye-bye.